When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is straight up 9 o'clock on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Comedian Aaron Berg is here with us. Sorry, Aaron. How are you, buddy?
Oh, sorry, your microphone's on. There you go. How's that?
I sound good. You sound great.
I was thinking about this morning. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this. Did you ever play Biloxi?
No.
I can't remember where it was. I was in, this has got to be 10 years ago. My wife and I went away somewhere, and you were on the flight, either coming or going. I can't remember what the deal was, but I recognize you now.
Yeah.
Because I had never seen a comedian with muscles before.
Yeah.
Seriously, like you're a muscular guy.
There's not a lot of them.
There's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You're looking either at old guys or nerds.
Yeah.
And Aaron's got muscles, and you were in front of me. I'm making this up in my head. I could be wrong. This is, keep in mind, it's 10, maybe 12 years ago.
Okay.
Affliction shirt.
Yeah.
Jeans.
Sure.
And I remember you having a conversation with somebody in front of me and saying, I'm a comedian. I was working here this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I not know this guy? He's a comedian. How's he not? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I know you? And I don't recognize, like, I remember this. And then I remember looking at my wife and going, he's too muscular to be a comedian. I can't remember. I know she's going to remember us having this conversation.
Yeah.
But I can't remember where the hell we were.
Could you imagine there's just muscular guys going around lying about being comedians?
I'm going to try out comedian this week and see if it gets me girls.
I wonder what flight it was. But I do that
maybe
sometimes.
Maybe Atlantic City?
But you wouldn't fly. Have flown to AC.
You wouldn't fly.
I wonder where it was. Could it have been Vegas?
Maybe, but
were
I don't
we in
think
first
so.
Class?
We were.
Yeah, it sounds
we
like me. Yeah. I like first class.
Yeah.
I don't know where. Yeah, there's not a lot of muscly comics. There's a lot of fat guys around now.
100%.
Which there wasn't for a while. But
well, you started out fat. You had the Buddy Hacketts of the world and that kind of thing. And then it changed. And Seinfeld was like, oh, young and good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ralphie came in and kind of threw the curve off a little bit.
There's a lot of real big guys now that you don't know how much longer they're going to be around.
Exactly. The John Panettes of the world that came in and came out. Then there's Bobby, who was a big guy.
Yeah.
And now it's this skinny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he looks great, by the way.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah.
He's as if he wasn't kissable before.
You know, his kid is getting big. His kid's getting real big
right
now. So we went to a party at...
like he's like a man. He's like a little man.
Yeah, a little man. Like bigger than me because I'm a little man. I'm 51 and I'm like 5'6 and I'm lying.
Now, Spanish, imagine if you were as muscular as Aaron was, you'd feel better about your height.
I would. All right. Maybe. I see what you're doing there. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
well, I'm just saying, look at him. He doesn't fear anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good. I still look, when I'm around tall people and they walk in my way, then I feel short.
Bro,
tall people still run the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
in my world, I'm king.
Yeah.
At my house, everyone's shorter than me.
Right.
My wife's
right.
shorter than me. My daughter's shorter than me. But they run me. They
you
run
know
my
something
house.
That's upsetting is my son is taller than me or as tall as me. So when I look at him eye to eye, he looks like he's above me.
How old is he?
He's going to be 18 next month.
That's good, though. Yeah, you don't want him like that when he's six.
No, you know?
Here's a good thing that you won't run into is I was at the store the other day and had to help a lady get stuff off the top shelf. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in a store. Can you help? Of course I can.
I ask old ladies to help me get the sugar cereal. Man, and I'll say this. I like an old lady now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've gotten to that point. old ladies, that's my demo.
What's your old? What are you saying old?
85, 90. Pickleball racket, some Ben Gay property in South Florida.
Yeah.
Deceased husband. Yeah,
perfect.
Ready to go. I like an old lady.
I like, see, the problem was I've always been into older ladies, but as I get older, my old is really old now. Like, you got to be 70 now for me to be an old lady.
But 70's good looking.
Some of them.
They're shocked and they're happy for the attention.
Yeah.
I'll be at a show talking to a 70-year-old and she'll start getting all blushed and stuff
like that. Yeah, because they're not getting muscle, guys.
No. I could really clean up in that And I bet they would not tell my wife. They wouldn't remember.
No.
The dementia'd kick in right away. They'd have a Biden moment.
I always say to my wife, I feel like if I cheated on you with a 70-year-old lady, like an old lady, you wouldn't really care. You'd be like, you're gross. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's no competition to her. She's not going to care.
You just start volunteering for Meals on Wheels, just going around house to
pick
house.
Pick up as many chicks as possible.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I wonder what flight it was. But yeah, there's not a lot of muscly. There's more now. I mean, Matt Rife is muscly. He's got beautiful lips. He's seen
gorgeous.
His lips?
Oh,
I mean, he's a good looking man.
Yeah,
that's too good looking for comedy. You have to work against it. When you're muscly, I used to have to, my opening jokes used to have to be about my muscles and stuff, and then I'd have to disarm them.
Bring everybody away, make everybody aware right away.
Yeah.
I know I'm big. You know I'm big.
Yeah.
I know you're not used to seeing this.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Now it's just, now you just jump into it. There's so much comedy out there now. It's so oversaturated.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you get, there's, I don't know how you guys do it, man. And you're all friends, which makes me think like, that. I don't know, it's such a competitive job. And you guys are all like, if you look at Instagram this week, Karma was just talking about it. Everybody's just putting out there for Sam Morril's new special.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's weird. You think it'd be so competitive, but everybody's there to help each other.
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, we all have a few enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's talk about your enemies.
All right, so.
Nobody ever wants to talk. I'm the only one who loves talking about people that I hate.
Yeah.
I have no problem telling you I hate you.
But that's old school. You got that old school radio mentality. It's like a real Jocktober thing where you're like, these guys stink, these guys stink.
Yeah.
Because that boosts
but I don't,
numbers.
But I mean, I'm just, I feel like there's a certain point in my life where I was like, I'm just going to tell people. Like when people say things to me, I think I learned this from Galvin. My thing is no thank you. Like, hey, I go, no thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to pretend I like you and shit.
Yeah.
I ate food last night from a restaurant that's owned by a guy that I don't like.
Yeah.
And I looked at my wife and I go, this hurts me. And she goes, I know. I go, it's so good. He's such a douchebag, but it's so good. Yeah, that's right, Fresh Kitchen. I'm talking about you. I was like, yeah, you know your restaurant's that good if I'm still eating there and I don't like you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a personal thing?
Yeah, guy's just he's a crap talker. He's like a behind-your-back talker. He'll be super nice to you when you meet him, and then he talks behind your back. And for most of the part, I don't need guys like that unless they make really good food.
Yeah.
It's just a difference.
And if I were you, I'd change my name when I made a reservation.
No, I have to go. It's like, I got it to go. I don't say anything. Yeah. Make my wife go in there. I'm not telling.
Yeah.
There was a guy one time that threatened me on Twitter that he was a cook at a restaurant. If I ever came in there, he'd spit in my food. So I'm like, well, I'm not going there. At least he gave me the heads up.
You remember Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
He went, I did a movie with his wife, who's now his ex-wife, Isla Fisher. We did a movie called The Lookout. And then I met him, and she told me this story. He went to a sushi place, and someone hated him so much because of the stuff the shows he used to do. They swiped his food, which is they wiped the fish in their butt, served it to him, and he got real sick, went to the doctor, and they're like, have you been eating feces?
Oh.
He's like, not that I'm aware of. And then they put two and two together, and it was this sushi place swiped his food.
That's gross. Yeah, see, you got to be careful. Like, it's cool to be famous, but not that famous.
Not that famous.
Yeah.
Fame is overrated.
I don't know. I know some famous people that got pretty good lives.
You don't think money over fame?
Oh, definitely. I'll take the money over fame.
Yeah.
I think they just go hand in hand.
Do you see Kevin Bacon just did an interview where he said about being famous, and he went like incognito, wore a disguise and stuff, and he goes, I got to tell you, I love being famous.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't like being just one of the regular people.
Wow.
He's been famous for so long.
Yeah.
So he get used to being treated like that. So
I'm minimal famous. I get recognized at the airport, which is all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Just get recognized at the airport. That's enough.
I love it. To me, I feel like my level of fame here in Tampa is like being the cool kid in high school.
Yeah.
It's like nobody, it's usually everybody just wants to say hi or buy you a beer or something. I'm like, yeah, all right, can't go wrong with that.
You're at that point where you could run for political office in Tampa.
Here, yeah.
Would you ever?
I feel like that's when all the skeletons come out, and Lord knows there's a lot of them.
Is there?
But just things we've done on the air before. We used to do things now that I look back at and I go, like, you know, you look at Opie and Anthony and they did some really horrendous things, but we did some stuff that were low key that nobody, you know, was really paying attention that much to.
You guys were midget tossing this guy?
No. We did a lot of stuff with midgets. One of the best things here we did, and yesterday with the anniversary of it, did you know about it? It was the anniversary. It popped up in my, in my timeline. Bobby Lee comes in the studio, and this is Bobby Lee in 2010. So kind of people know who he is from Mad TV, but he's not doing the podcast yet and all that. So I remember looking at Galvin 2 seconds before I walked in and going, what are we talking to Bobby Lee about? Ends up being the best thing ever. Walks in, within 5 minutes, he's setting his pubes on fire. And then when our segment is over, our next segment, we've got these two fat porn star ladies coming in, and Spanish is going to wrestle them in the studio for the belt.
Yeah.
And Bobby Lee wants to stay here and wrestle with Spanish. So now it's a two of them wrestling two fat porn stars, and Spanish and Bobby Lee are both in their underwear. Bobby Lee looked like he was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful. And that wasn't such a shocking thing or anything like that, but those sort of things were just like, we don't do a lot of that stuff anymore just because people lose their minds.
Yeah, and they would twist it to be like, Mike Colta forces man to burn pubic hair.
Yeah.
And can you imagine the smell of that? Like Chinatown in the summer.
I don't have to imagine it. I was there.
And look at you all excited, like you've been waiting for this your whole life.
Yeah. This is how it came up. He goes, his hair, he was talking about his hair is straight, and he said he also has straight pubes. And I said, well, one time I was lighting a candle, and I got my hair on my arm, and the minute it gets near the heat, it curls up, so maybe you could light your pubes and curl them. And that's what he tried to do right there on the show. He's burning his pubes in the first 5 minutes of being in the studio with
us. Boy, look how young he looked back then. Yeah.
When he didn't know he was gay.
I went to the Comedy Store once when I was a young comic, and this is when the old guy used to run, and I go, hey, I'm a comic from Canada, because that's where I'm from originally. Right. You can't tell. I'm very American now. Yeah. I drive pickup trucks and have guns.
Oh, nice.
And I go, I don't want to see a bad show. He goes, this is the best comedy club in the world. Bobby Lee is here.
Oh.
Andrew Dice Clay stops in. And that was when Dice was like on his downswing. Right. You're like, oh, okay, you're not really selling this.
This is Aaron Berg that is here with us. He's going to be at Side Splitters this weekend. The last time I think you were here, were you with Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you doing Skanks in September?
Skankfest in September in Vegas. It's amazing. You got to come, man.
I can't. I feel like a prisoner in general population there. Like,
really?
It's just, I feel like it's dangerous for me. For some reason, I get along with all those guys, with Lewis and with all the Skank guys, but I feel like their fans hate me for some reason. So I just feel like for some reason when I go there, that is where I get raped.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah. Bobby's like, dude, you're kidding. They're going to like it. Yeah. I was like, I think I'd just rather be safe here.
The whole thing is just me and Bobby sitting under a tent for 4 days smoking sticks.
Yeah,
and then we go, oh, we got to go do a show. And then we'll be back half an hour later.
You know why? Do you not drink either?
I don't drink either.
Were you sober?
Yeah. 10 years, no drinking. I don't really do. I do meetings when I have to, but I just stop cold turkey. I used to drink. Red wine was my thing.
Too much?
Here was my schedule. I'd wake up at 1 in the afternoon, 2. I'd go to the gym, come home, write, start with a bottle of wine. Then I'd go out, do shows, drink all night at the shows, because you drink free at the shows. And then I'd be out till 5 in the morning, and I'd wake up at 1 or 2 the next day, and I'd do it every day. And I was like, I can't keep doing this. So I just thought, I quit cigarettes and booze the same day. And that was rough.
I got to say, the two of them, hand in hand, going out, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, it's a good time. Cigarettes and red wine. Oh, my chest would hurt from smoking. Then I'd go, red wine's good for your heart.
So I'd balance it out.
I'd drink red wine. And that was
that you kept going to the gym through everything now. That's great.
Yeah.
That was my logic.
But Spanish, what do you think? When are you going to wake up one day and be like, I got to get to the gym and stop smoking and drinking wine?
Well, I do go to the gym.
Yeah.
I did stop drinking for a little bit, but I've told
back.
I found my balance. I could drink without having to get drunk, so I'll go out and have a couple drinks. Smoking, wow. I'm still enjoying smoking cigarettes.
Now, as a sober guy, you don't believe that.
I mean, I guess he can. I just don't have, I don't have that bone in my body. Like, if I went and cheated on my wife once, I'd do it 100 times. Yes. Just because that's my mentality.
Will you be doing that this weekend?
I'm hoping.
Yeah. 70-year-old ladies.
A lot of old ladies.
There was a lady last night at this show. She was German and Irish. And she was hammered, just pounding back shots. And she's like, I'd love to show you a good time.
Really?
Yeah. And I go, boy, you got some broad shoulders on you.
There's also a lot of that down here. Yeah,
you got a broad shoulder lady. Keep your eyes open. Got a boat with a Trump flag on it you can take me out on. I'd have a great time with
her. Who are you voting for?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
I don't know, but people
Kamala
still...
Harris. Yeah. I'll be voting for... This is the first time I get to vote, you know.
Why, because you're a Canadian?
I just became a citizen 2 years ago.
Okay, so you're here just trapped not being able to vote for anybody.
Yeah, so now I'm a registered Republican. I registered as a Republican.
What is the process for you? Like, did you have to wait or did you just finally do it?
I got two O-1 visas. Those are extraordinary talent for being the best at dick jokes.
Right.
So I got those. Then I got a green card. And then I applied for my citizen. I got a green card before I got married. So I didn't want that attached to my wedding.
You'll get me papers. I love you so much. When rest of family come.
You should have been on 90 Day Fiancé. That would have been great. Great. Show. Yeah.
And then I got my citizenship and I had to do a test and stuff like that. They ask you 10 questions. You have to get 6 right.
What are they? Do you remember?
Who was the president during the First World War?
The First World War was Truman.
No.
I don't know. Eisenhower. Yeah. None of us. Even Aaron, who just took the test, is not sure.
I took it like 2 years ago. I would think it was Woodrow Wilson, maybe.
Woodrow?
Maybe the Second World War.
You're talking about the Civil War.
Woodrow Wilson. Give me... No.
Taft.
No,
it was Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. Second World War. Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We're actually going to lose our citizenship after that.
Funny thing, before you even asked him, I was going to say he could probably answer the questions more than we can. Dizzy, who is back at the station right now, also Canadian, also just got his American citizenship, earlier this year or last year, Dizzy?
A couple of years. I think it was 2 years ago as
2 years ago?
Yeah.
And did you know the answer to that question?
No. I failed the first time. And I had black lady. I'm black. You can't see me. But I went in thinking, oh, I'm going to nail this. Really. And then she's like, get your black ass out of here.
There was a guy that failed when I was there, and his wife started crying.
Oh, no.
And they let him do it again.
Really?
Because she was crying. Oh. Right after I passed, I wanted to be like, no, you get out. Get out of my country.
That's American.
Because there's no difference if he knows those things or not.
Should.
What were some of the other questions?
Okay. Who is the current president?
All right.
And when I went in, it was Biden, but I said Trump and I winked. And he goes, yeah, man, October 6th, January 6th was awesome. I wanted to say October 7th. Different thing. But then, what else? Who's the current vice president? Name like 5 of the original states. Get to do that.
I have a bunch of questions here if you would like to go through some of them.
Yes, let's see if we could pass a citizenship test.
Okay, so what is the supreme law of the land?
The supreme law of the land?
The Constitution?
Constitution is correct.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought you were asking me for a law. Okay.
The idea of self-government is the first 3 words of the Constitution. What are the first 3 words?
We the people.
We the people. Yeah. Yes, very good. Let's see. What do we call the 10 amendments of the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
Yes. Yeah. Right? You're in. You're allowed in. What is freedom of religion?
What do you mean?
So just define that. Freedom of religion.
The freedom to practice any religion you choose.
Yeah. There you go. Or not practice.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it's an easy question.
Yeah,
like, no wonder
easy.
Why we have so many immigrants here. This is so easy.
Name one branch or part of the government.
The executive branch.
Yes.
Easy.
I would have accepted Congress, legislative, president. Judicial, yes. Thank you, Joe. Let's see what some of the other ones. Who is in charge of the executive branch of the government?
That would be the president.
That is the president, yes. How many U.S. senators are there?
50. 100.
Double it. 100, yes. Yeah, there you go. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
Is it eight?
Four.
Four.
Anybody else?
Two.
Six. Two.
Six.
Six. Six.
You better have your, wife start crying.
I had to memorize all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that if I had to sit down and study it for a second, I'd just,
By the way, I'd like to point out, I'm reading the answers. Otherwise, I would not be six.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who vetoes a bill?
The president.
The president is correct. Let's see some of the other ones. What is the highest court in the United States?
The Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yes, that's why it's the highest. Who is the governor of your state right now?
Mine is Governor Murphy in New Jersey.
Murphy?
Yours is easy.
Mine is Ron DeSantis.
Yes, that's correct.
Ronnie D.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there was a time where I could tell you the governor of New Jersey. I didn't know Murphy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't like him.
What's the governor of New York?
Hochul.
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 This one, I think, will be a little bit difficult for you. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now?
Nancy Pelosi. No, it's a new guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the guy's name.
It's not Pelosi anymore since the boobies leaked?
No. What is his name?
Paul Ryan?
Bland, common name.
What's the first name?
Mike
Hunt.
McCarthy.
Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt.
Well, there. All right. There we go.
Yeah.
I think we're all kicked out.
All right. Okay. All yeah. Right. It was good. Yeah. I'll vote for Trump.
Where are you from in Canada?
Toronto.
Okay. And how long you been here? 10 years?
13 years.
13 years. Yeah. You're American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
The greatest. Yeah. It is a dream, right? Well, I gotta tell you though, how much different is Canada than here? I've only visited there.
Well, when I was growing up, we were all trans. It was mandatory by the government if you wanted free health care.
Yeah.
You had to be trans. It's Canada's softer. Canada's changed since I've left, or at least it looks like it has whenever I go back. It almost seems like a very communist or socialist country.
When you go back, are they like,
yeah.
Remember when you used to live here and then they left us, like they're mad at you?
Yeah, some of them are mad that I left. Some knew I had to. Like, there was a glass ceiling in Canada, how far you could go with stand-up.
Really? Because that's when they did the comedy festival and all that stuff. You think
that's Just for Laughs was.
Yeah,
I mean, they went belly
time.
Up. They lost all their money. But, I mean, it was a big thing, but they wouldn't hire a lot of Canadians. They'd bring up a lot of American acts, big American acts. Mm. There's real show business in the United States.
How difficult was it for you? Did you go straight to New York?
Yeah, I went straight to New York.
I don't know how anybody could just start out doing that. Did you have to do clapping and
I didn't have to bark or anything. I was a headliner back in Canada. I was making a decent living.
Yeah.
I had a nice place to live. I sold it. I left my fiance at the time. I moved into an 8x10 room with cockroaches in Queens.
Welcome to New York.
And I remember looking at it going, what have I done?
You're right.
And then I would go out and do shows. And I went from making six figures to making maybe $80 a week.
Who was your first comedian friend that you kind of was like, this guy's cool?
Oh, boy. Lewis was probably one of them.
Really?
Yeah, Lewis Gomez, Dave Smith, Big J. I mean, those guys.
You got in with the good
right
crowd.
From the get-go. Yeah. I started hanging out with those guys. I was, still am. I'm a dirty comic, so you kind of gravitate towards other dirty comics.
Yeah. Oh, that's the crew.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, man. Well, listen, Aaron Berg is going to be here at Sidesputters, 960-1197 or sidesputterscomedy.com. What, through Sunday or?
Through Sunday.
Through Sunday.
Sunday night.
Yeah. Go. If you go to sidesputterscomedy.com, you can pick the show, pick your seats, do the whole deal. It's always a fun time. Do you know anybody that you're performing with?
Great club. This dude Carl was on last night. He was really funny. Then there's this little boy that looks like he's from Make-A-Wish. He was great.
What?
Yeah.
I'm dying to know that.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
The opener. It's so rare you get like a really good show in front of you. And these guys were great. And the crowds at Side Splitters are phenomenal.
Yeah, man. The crowds are great. It's a great club. And
BT runs it.
And we were fortunate. We're in a spot now where there's a lot of good local comedians here. Steve-O was here a couple weeks ago. And he had a Florida run. And he said, hey, do you know any comics that would be good to open? I said, I can give you a list. For the first time, I can make you a list, and you could choose from the list. So
that's great.
I made him a list, and I said, in order of funniness.
That's what the pandemic did, was make it so not everybody has to live in New York or L.A., and all the crap goes to Austin.
Did you love the pandemic as much as I did, or was it miserable for you? Oh, because you couldn't work.
My wife was high risk, so I was hoping she passed away, but she didn't. It was I went to Delaware. I stayed with her family in Delaware, and it was fun for a little bit. And then her mom wanted us out of the house so bad.
Really?
After 2 months, I go, I'm going back to New York, and I said, you stay here. And my wife couldn't live without me, so her mom made this meatloaf. That was the greatest meatloaf I'd ever. She put so much joy into this meatloaf because we were leaving her house.
Like a celebration
meatloaf?
It was
so good.
Why did she? I mean, you normally, if you're a parent, like if my kids wanted to come back home, I'd be like, stay here. Yeah.
And then 2 months passes and you're like, what have I done? Yeah. Why did I invite these kids?
If she wanted you to leave, she should have just swiped the fish.
Yeah.
Get you out of there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, they get along great, but I think my wife after 2 months for her mother is a little
yeah,
that's
true. Anybody staying with their mother for 2 months.
And we were in Delaware. It was great. Delaware was lovely.
I loved this room. I don't think I left this room during the pandemic, and not leaving the house was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. I'm a homebody. I had everything I needed right here in this house. So
good.
It was good. Dude, it's good to see you.
Dude, great to be here.
It will hit me one day in the middle of the night what airport that was, and I'll text you because I'm telling you, it's going to, my wife will know. I remember we talked about it. And there was another woman there, and she had a satellite cell phone. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
It's all coming together. It'll hit me.
Must have been a Delta flight.
It'll hit me, of course, probably.
All right. Dude, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. He is going to be at Size Footage. Check him out this weekend. There's really not a whole lot going on, so great opportunity for you to do something fun. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorneys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.